Blog Talk Radio.
Start to make sense and quit playing these love.
poison, symptoms of a love I sought. I hope to find, I wrote the line to make you mine. I gotta wake up, I'm lost in time. Fascinated, infatuated, the image created, the spark of love, a scene, dream related, make believe, fantasy, a memory, haunted me, I'm locked in reverie, soaked and lost in the shadows of the darkness, weak, I'm worn, I'm torn, I'm left heartless, an empty vacant soul, more like a hellhole, I tried to hold you tight, but I fell slow, too weak to keep, too weak to speak, I'm looking for a guide, so the voice of God implied, the faith you hold, your dreams are gold, so let it be told, true thing.
Hello, welcome to my world of green. I am so happy to have you here with me. I am the owner and founder, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood in the building. Understand exactly what it is today. We are showing love, support to those of us who have lost somebody. Everybody has lost somebody. And, you know, I want to just put this out there. I wanted to do this type of show because in the independent world, you know, you do a lot of things independently and things go on and you're making your music and your videos and clothing line and you're trying to get things going on and you're trying to be seen and heard. And then out of the blue, if you lose a family member or you lose a close friend, and those things affect you. They affect your work. They affect your womanhood, they affect your manhood, they affect you being husbands and wives, sisters and brothers. They affect us. And so I feel like, you know, every day is something different. And like I said in my post today, you know, I always say happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday. But in my heart, I know every day is not a happy day, at least not for me. Every day is not a happy day. And sometimes we lose important people. And so with that being said, you know, I know personally, I will give this, I know personally a lot of times I've lost somebody in since I've been doing this independently. And, you know, I have to completely stop. You know, I can't go forward. I'm so engulfed in the grief that, you know, it hurts to move on. And I'm sure I'm not the only person. And so I just wanted to make you a safe place to come to, that if you lost somebody today or yesterday or 3, 5, 10 years ago, you still feeling the pain. You know, sometimes it's not all about rap music and what's going on and whatever. You just need peace. And I hope that, you know, this show brings you that. And with me bringing you that peace, I also want to educate. While I have the chance, while I have the ear, I want to educate. And so while you're going through grief, there's a lot of things that come with it. So talk therapy is one of those things, which is what I'm doing. And with the talk therapy, just to explain a little bit, it engages in open conversation with a counselor or support group, which is what I'm trying to create here. And they speak on loss and emotion and memories associated with the deceased. So you can feel confident if you want to call up here and, you know, you want to talk about them to get it out, it's fine. You know, talking helps the process, the feelings, and it provides a safe space for expression. The technique that I'm going to be working with, it involves identifying and changing negative thought patterns and behaviors that's related to the grief, because sometimes you don't want to eat. You're mad at everybody. You might want to fight. Some people even want to hurt themselves. Grief process gets really deep, and I'm going to take a little break in a minute, but when I come back, I am going to go through the stages of grief that you may be experiencing or you may experience at some point in your life. You know, believe it or not, there's some people who've never had a person pass away in their family, so they wouldn't know what it feels like. But then there's those of us who have had too many. Another thing is mindfulness, which is practicing awareness and accepting the present moment without judgment. So without blaming whoever you pray to, you know, because a lot of people will go to their religion and they'll feel like, you know, God forsake them and things of that nature, and it happens. It's a part of the grief. Mindfulness techniques can help manage distress and emotions and promote healing, which is why I'm having this, because I would like those things to happen for any of you who lost somebody. Now, grief treatment is designed for intense and prolonged grief. This approach is focused on symptoms that interfere with daily functions that I'm speaking of. It helps individuals process their grief and find ways to adapt and maintain a bond with the deceased while moving forward in life. I have a very heavy bond with all my deceased. I've been blessed with a gift, so I get to see them too. So everybody don't have that gift, but I do. So I'm blessed. Acceptance and commitment therapy. And that's called ACT, and that encourages acceptance of the reality of the loss and the commitment to the action with the personal values. It helps individuals find meaning in their grief and, you know, the experience and navigate the transition to a new life. And then the last one is rituals, and that's creating or participating in meaningful ceremonies or activities, you know, honor the memory of the deceased. Rituals provide structure and allow individuals to express their emotions and connect with others. So, you know, remember grief counseling, you know, it can be personalized. There's all different techniques that you can work with, all different type of professionals. And if you don't feel that you are ready to go out or be around one, you have me. You can listen in, and I will definitely help you follow the steps that it takes in this process to get over a loved one. We're going to go back to some music, some calming music, like I said. Just relax. Anybody going through grief definitely have to say this. You got to make sure that you eat, because a lot of people won't eat. You have to eat. So take this little break with me. Go get you something to eat. We'll be back.
Hey, baby. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you.
Deep for you that I won't let go. Oh, no.
Tuned in to Greenleaf Network Live. The number is 515-6593-29. Rest in peace to your loved ones. We appreciate you being here. Hold your head up. It will get better. Welcome back, Screenleaf Network Live, Screenleaf Everything. I am the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood, owner and founder. The number is 515-605-9329. Also, tomorrow, I see a shout-out to everybody who is showing so much love for my return. I really appreciate it. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. Everybody that is hitting me up for tomorrow to get their music played, make sure you send MP3s only to greenleafeverything@gmail.com. I also said go greenleafeverything@yahoo.com. That's still available. I still got greenleafmagazine@gmail.com. All of the emails are still effective if you have any old emails of mine, but the new one is gogreenleafeverything@yahoo.com and the one I'm accepting at Gmail. So make sure, like I said, MP3s only for tomorrow. Also, DJs, if you have any type of skit that you want to send in to let people hear your skit. If you have any beats, also, I'm accepting beats from DJs. If you have any beats that you'd like to play, I want to make those beats available for the artist that's listening in that may want to use your beat. So if you got beats, pass the word to pass the word. And also salute to everybody tuned in, and also salute to everybody showing love for the sneakers. The response is amazing. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Now, to go back into the grief knowledge, you experience grief differently. Everybody's different from person to person, but it's commonly referred to the five familiar stages of grief. So you should know which one you're going through. There's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Now, when you're grieving, you may go through at least two of the five stages, but it's important to know that it's common to go through all of them. Now, everyone experiences it differently. And grief reactions and signs. Now, to know if you're actually experiencing grief, these are the signs. You're in shock, disbelief and denial, anxiety, distress, anger, periods of sadness, loss of sleep, loss of appetite. Research shows counseling will help, and it will address some of the reactions as you process the new reality. Some people recover from grief within 6 months, some people a year, some longer, some never recover. I can definitely say I am one of those ones who probably I'm never going to recover from losing my parents. I definitely am not. Or losing my nephew, I definitely am not. But I will work at it. I will use every single day that I have left to keep them in my praise and my blessings, and to stay focused. If I can't stay focused for myself, to stay focused for them. They still watching. Let's keep that in mind. For more songs and I'm gonna give you a little bit more knowledge. And we're going to call it a night. We got about 25 minutes left to the show. We'll be back.
Just like that.
Do that makes me laugh and smile and sing to you. When I'm with you, I feel so free. I feel that love is going to take control of me. When I'm with you,
sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, I know.
There'll be time up a severance when you leave. For the good time, for the good time, lay your head,
lay your head
on my pillow. One time, girl,
one time,
hold your wall and begin the body close to mine. Oh, baby, won't you hear that whisper? Hear that whisper? Oh, the raindrop, oh, the raindrop, oh, it's softly. My window, oh, 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 all you gotta do is,
make believe.
All you gotta do is make believe
make
of me
believe.
One more time. What a good time. For the good time. And here's what you ought to do.
Lay your head.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's Greenleaf Network Live, aka Mrs. Misunderstood. Like I said, tomorrow is DJ night. By any chance, if you are not experiencing grief or you're not having a situation and nobody passed away, but you know somebody that did, please pass along the information. Please help me help somebody. I would appreciate it. And before we go, I'd like to do a prayer for those who lost someone again today, yesterday, last month, last year, 3 years, 10 years. You're still hurting from it. It's still a loss. So if you would bow your heads, I'd like to do this prayer. Lord, we know that you are the God who comforts us. I pray that you provide time of comfort and rest for those whose hearts are hurting right now. Hold them in your embrace, Father. Jesus, you said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I ask you to comfort me and my family and our grief and sorrow. Lord, you are the God who heals the brokenhearted. I pray that you heal me and my loved ones' pain of loss and grief. Restore our joy and hope in you, God. Father, you are the God of peace. I pray that you fill me and my family with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Help us to trust in you and your promises in the midst of our grief. Lord, you are the God of hope. I pray that you renew our hope and faith in you and your plans for us. Remind us of your internal love, presence with us. In your name I pray. Jesus, amen. I hope I brought some comfort to you guys tonight. Get some rest. Try to get you a bubble bath, or, you know, for you guys who don't take bubble bath, try to get you a steam shower in. Relax yourself. Tomorrow's another day. You got to face tomorrow. If you have children, you know, make sure that they ate. Make sure that they're good. Stay prayed up. You are blessed. And you got to remember, I know your loved ones are gone, so you got to keep on. Love, peace, and hair grease. God bless you. My moment of silence for everyone's family. Good night, guys. See you tomorrow. Hey, y'all don't go just yet. We got a call up. We're going to go to the lines before we go. Hopefully somebody tuning in telling me that I made it a little bit easier for them tonight. Someone who's going to pass the word on. Let's see who we got. Live on the air with Scoochie.
I just wanted to say thank you. You did a great job. And if you keep doing a job like this, you need 2 hours. Stop playing with me.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I had to take a little eye break myself and start tearing up over here. Let me ask you why I got you, Mr. Well. What do you think about me doing this show for grief?
Let me explain something to you. You are bringing forth a major variety that somebody can tune in every day and have something to look forward to. You bring joy, you bring pain. You're not dealing with something that is not dealt with on a day-to-day basis. As unfortunately, throughout the 1 hour of your broadcast, we've lost millions.
Facts.
I mean, you have to think about it. A person dies every minute around the globe.
Horrible facts.
So when we think of that, it's like, oh, my God. So just to celebrate the fact of we have to take the good with the bad, take the pretty with the ugly, you know.
Yeah.
It's to celebrate life and to celebrate death and to acknowledge it and be able to cope, because without being able to cope, it just speeds up the process. So, you know, the
just
music
beat,
is just our,
beating yourself up every day.
Yeah,
every
the
day.
Music, the music is our bloodline. The music is pumping through our veins, and it speaks to us, and it helps us to soothe. It can help in all ways, and then it can harm it also. But we, you know, when we turn around and look at reality and the world itself, you have to look forward to something to ease your nerves and calm your pain and help you reflect. Music helps that. And even the arrangement of music that you pulled out tonight, it was just something that brought back memories of love, of peace, of old-time religion, you know, Ain't No Sunshine, you know.
I knew you would like that one.
the Come to Me was one of my all-time favorites. When I'm With You, the double play, you know, say it was, you know, there's so much music out there that can do so much for us. So, you know, being able to embrace that helps us to get through to another day. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And with that being said, we're going to get out of here. Our last song of the night. And love, peace, and hair grease. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
You?
Lord, I your presence for granted, but I always care.
You can't.